I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Hey, check 1-2, October the 20th, baby, with a stack. Dude, we got the all-star lineup back in the studio. Your boy, John Crist, Alex Lagos, back in the game. How was it, dude?
Great, man.
You're on vacation.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Good to be back, though. I got to say, 2 weeks is probably my limit.
2 weeks is your limit?
Yeah, because probably like Thursday, we were headed home Friday. By Thursday, I was like thinking about getting back here.
And well, that's
I was
out of the like, country out.
Yeah.
That's a different out.
Yeah, that is a different out.
That's a different out.
Yeah, and I am jet lagged.
You are.
Very much.
He's straight up lagged.
Your boy lagging.
You know who filled in for you?
I did. I did listen. Yeah.
Andrew.
Yes.
He's got a, listen, see, he's got a big head. I'm telling you, we had a record episode last week.
That's right.
And let me just tell you, Andrew came in differently.
Hey.
He came in different.
Yeah.
He's behaving different. His shoulders are back a little. You'd be like, are you taller?
He thinks he's popping. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. Andrew, do what you want when you're popping. Let's go. Well, dude, I good to have you back, bro.
Thanks, man. Good to be back.
We followed along with your. I'm sure all the fans followed along with your. Do you like if people from the podcast now know who you and your wife are?
Dude, the fans have been awesome. Yeah,
they're nice.
Your fans are the best.
They're nice people.
Yes,
yeah, the best people. We should shout out the fans. It's like kind of annoying when some influencers are like, you guys aren't my fans. You're like my friends. Mm. Like, hey, friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're not friends. Like, if you see me in public. We will be friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my biggest nightmare at the show. My biggest nightmare is, I have a joke about this in my show. I'm not going to ruin it because people come to the live show. But to someone is mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that I'm mean to someone when they like have been a fan for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I try my best. I mean, you can't do it all. But like somebody's like, oh, John Chris like didn't tip.
Yeah.
Or like that would be my nightmare.
They catch you on an off day or something.
They catch you lagging.
Yeah, that's it.
If you land after a long trip and I have my like in the airport and you're like at baggage claim and you're like, hey, today's not the day.
Yeah.
But 99 times out of 100. I'll do anything for anybody.
What's your go-to like, hey, not today. I can't.
No, I don't have not today.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
putting you on the spot
because it's only really in a place that you have to be,
mm-hmm.
and that's the airport.
Because
mm-hmm. if you're out at a restaurant, you chose an hour ago to go there.
Yeah,
like you're willfully there. Anywhere in Nashville, I did write about that in the book. I wrote once that I was getting an antidepressant.
Dude, and congrats, by the way.
The book came out.
Let's go.
2 days ago. Add author to the list, to the bio. I was going to read a portion of the preface of the book.
I'm going to put mine right here.
Let's go, dude. You got one. You know what I wanted to say to you when I was driving in here today?
Huh.
Right on 8th Avenue, right by the Hat Works there.
Yeah.
I saw a billboard advertising a new podcast.
Really?
And I know your thoughts on that. How much you hate it.
Yeah.
But it's like a sign that podcasts are like coming into the lexicon they're not coming. They've been in for a long time.
Yeah.
But still, the podcasts are equivalent to like Morgan Wallen. We talked about this.
Yeah.
That he was like, yeah, we all know him. We all love him. He's been around for a couple years.
Yep.
But like to the main people, so the regular America, they're like, what? Everybody's like, I don't listen to podcasts, but I listen to yours.
Yeah. I love that you can have like a group of a million people that follow something that nobody knows anything about.
Nobody knows anything about.
But to them, it's everything.
Huge. Yeah. But I always used to say, like, think about going on the Tonight Show, how that's going to transfer into someone buying a ticket to my show.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sit on the couch, watch. Like it, they're going to go to the guide. They'll be like, what was that comedian's name?
Yep.
Find it in the guide. Go to Google. Depending on who I would go to Instagram, but mm-hmm. go to Google, search the comic, find his Instagram, follow him, then get a post about a show. Like that,
it's a lot of taps.
It's a lot of like so to be driving on the on 8th Avenue, see an ad for a pot to get that to a subscriber is just.
First of all, you have to wait till you're not driving.
Like even in our emails, they go like, "Hey, put the link to the link tree to the." I go, "No, just go right there."
Yeah,
go right. And like when you buy merch, sometimes online it's like you can do like your thumb, like
the double tap purchase,
ID, and it does it. Mm-hmm. And it's like set up a username. I go, "I'm good."
Yep,
I'm good.
Yep, that's called friction.
Okay,
you gotta reduce the friction so that it's frictionless.
All right, that's a lot of friction. See, a billboard to get to a subscriber.
Yeah.
You said podcasts don't grow like that.
Typically.
From your knowledge.
Typically, no.
Yeah.
Typically, no. Right, but we are talking about the billboard.
Yeah, we are talking about the billboard. It was like a best friend energy is what it's called. It's called best friend energy. I remembered it. Because I have a podcast. It's called Best Friend Energy. It's a new podcast.
You didn't know who it was?
No.
Interesting.
And it was the headshots of the two girls.
Nice.
And they were like, I know the Best Friend Energy is a play off the song.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and you know, here's some free publicity for you guys. Here we go. There you go.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
See, go to the I'm not recommending it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, not co-signing.
I'm not gonna be part of that.
We have a ton of stuff to work through.
We got
today.
A ton. No, we're not working through
you're
it.
Right, you're right.
We're
right.
Honored.
To spend time with.
To be thrilled with. But we released, I'm going to read the preface of my book.
Yeah, please.
Because the book is out now on audio as well.
Amazing.
And I read the whole thing. And the preface, this just sets up the whole thing.
Should I follow? Should we do this like church? You can say like turn your book to and I'll follow.
Turn your book to, there is no page, I don't think. Let me just read the preface of it. Look at you out here reading a book. You should feel proud of yourself. Look at all those people around you on their phones or staring at their computer screens or watching TV. But not you. Not right now, anyway. You're reading a book. Mm. Impressive. Are you doing like the pastor
thing?
Yeah, you're going to call that. I like that. Yeah. Even if you didn't learn anything from this book, even if you don't laugh once, at least it's nice to feel superior to anyone on their phone right now. I'd call that a win. And we're only one paragraph in.
Yes.
You should say amen. Yeah, amen. There's always that one guy at the airport. Everyone preoccupied looking at their phones, but there's always the book guy. And that's you right now. Take a bow. I guess if you're listening on audio, that doesn't count. You're on a podcast, so this doesn't count. Airports are a big look at me, I'm reading a book now spot. Coffee shops are a close runner-up. And it's always got to be some impressively titled book just to make the optics look better. I'm over here scrolling through TikTok, and the lady next to me is reading How to End World Hunger.
So good.
And when you board a plane, you got to carry the book across your chest, cover out, so everyone sees how much of a humanitarian you are. I mean, otherwise, what's the point of reading that book in public? You want to know one exception to the book in the airport's rule? The Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I spent 4 months in rehab in 2019 to 2020, and the first thing they give you at check-in is an AA book. Before I even opened the book, I noticed one thing. It's completely coverless. It's just big and blue. Nothing at all on the cover. No title, no subtitle, no author credit, nothing. I spotted a lady with that big blue book on a flight recently. I whispered to her that I'd read the book, and we chatted the whole flight, but in low tones, almost as if we were exchanging military secrets. Mm. We didn't want anyone to know what we were talking about. I mean, that's why the cover is so nondescript, right? That's why we were whispering. We were supposed to be ashamed, yet there we were on the flight, talking about what we've gotten from the book and from our experiences and gathered real strength from it. I got an idea. Next time you're in the airport, you're reading a book that you're embarrassed about, before you leave the house to go to the coffee shop or airport, just throw a different cover on the book. Sure, you're reading 50 Shades of Grey or What to Do After a Divorce, but the cover says War and Peace or The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Boom. It's a win-win. Yes. How about that?
Dude, this is sick.
It's funny and serious.
This is
it's
sick.
It's mostly funny, but there's like serious things in it.
I love it.
Delete
man.
It. I wonder if you're walking through the airport, because you already board the plane. Like,
yeah.
You board it like this.
Yeah.
You got your backpack you're going like this.
Have to.
And that's the captive audience.
Yes.
The plane board You got to think about your outfits.
Yep.
Well, unless you're boarding in the, unless you're going to the back.
Well, then it's a runway though. You're walking down the
hall. Yeah, then you're walking down the runway. But
they're
also
all looking at you.
But also you're walking to the cheap seats, bro.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone, you're gone, like when you go into a stadium to go to your seats and the guy looks at him and goes, keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best.
That's a good feeling.
Keep going down.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Especially if you're with like a girl or something, like, keep going down.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right.
You ask every usher you can on the way there and they just tell you, keep going. Just keep going.
Keep going down. Yeah. But then you realize it's the same as I flew with, I forgot what her name was, Kristen Chenoweth. She was they pulled up to a different gate and she got off into a Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting in its commercial flight.
Yeah.
And I go, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because I was just starting to fly first class.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha ha. And then I was like, dang it. That's a thing you
another
can do?
Level that I didn't know about?
But you know what the level that you don't know about at games is keep walking down, keep walking down. That they don't start at up. They come in through the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like yeah. You come in at ground floor.
Yeah, you come in at ground floor. You do that. You've done that at the Preds game.
Yeah.
You don't even go to the concourse.
Yeah.
You go to the deck parking, the Lexus Lounge, and then you walk out.
Yeah, it's like walking into a high school hockey game where you're just on the ice, basically. Yeah, you're right at the boards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't start from up.
Right. There was no up.
There was no, you never had an
up. You started from the bottom.
Yeah, you started from the bottom and you're still at the
bottom. You stayed there.
Wait, start.
Drake was wrong.
Started from the bottom, stayed here.
And we're still there.
Yeah. Drake at those Raptor games doesn't come from up.
No.
He doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. He's not up there like waiting in line for a hot dog.
And he's like, go down. He's like, he's down. Came in, watched the game, down, left, down. There's no, you don't go up. For
they
any
almost
reason.
Drove his Suburban onto the court they, to they drop could, him
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Like you can only go down, I think, to like row to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a thing for the floor.
Right.
Because at least in NBA, you walk in and out of the floor.
Right.
Let's see. The Hawks games I've been to, well, recently, walk in to the lounge thing floor.
Mm-hmm.
Same with baseball floor.
Yep.
Go in and you like don't, you can't, yeah.
Was it you that I was talking about the like that flex of you take the picture of your feet on the hardwood?
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't me.
Like but the I, ultimate, yeah, yeah. I don't know who said that. That's not mine, but yeah, this it's the bad. Ultimate flex.
This is horrible, dude, but do you ever like look at people's like tickets or like from where they post from?
Yo.
I go, bro, what?
Yeah, dude.
What are you doing up there? What?
Dude, can you see?
I went to that's hilarious. I went to Monster Jam.
Nice.
Which is like the monster trucks.
Yeah.
With my family. So like, you know, when you have like me and my girlfriend, it's two tickets.
Yeah.
You're that. But when you got a family of 20, all of a sudden a $20 ticket to a $40 ticket.
Oh yeah!
It's now like the multiplication.
You're balling out real quick.
Yeah. So I got sent the ticket from my family, and I look at it, and I go, I can't be up there.
You can. You just can't post about it.
I can't post. I can't be up here. But then it's also like you're like other people like saw me up there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Chris, what up? And I was like, yeah, dude, we out here.
That's it, dude. I love that. That's your whole. Well, that's the book.
That's this book.
Yeah,
that is
I love
this
that.
Book. Yeah. That I go. I can't. All right. What was I thinking? I can't be up here because people will think I am not successful.
Right.
Which is, who cares?
Right. Like, you're at the game with your family.
With your no, it's a Monster Jam. You're at Monster Jam, dude. And you're like, yeah, this is a guy running around. There's like this clown, like, and we're watching on the Jumbotron, and they're like, vote for like Gravedigger. And you're like, yeah, I guess.
That's why the trucks are so big, so you can see them from up there. That's why it's that.
We're a long way away.
Wait, but can we talk about the marketing campaign?
Yeah, dude, get it out there.
This is incredible.
That's what it is,
this,
bro.
Yeah, this is what showed up at my doorstep, and I was little taken aback.
Let's go, dude.
Because this photo.
Where's that from?
The one on your left, if you're watching this, is me at a wedding last summer.
Okay.
Definitely a photo I'm proud of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, you look good in it.
Still on my feet.
You look good in it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And this one
yeah.
is from, I think, high school. terrible.
Is it?
And I mean, somebody on your team or you personally dug this up off, I think, my Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's one that I'm not proud of.
Yeah, that's the premise of the book is, in essence, when you're on the floor seats,
yeah,
post about it.
For sure.
When you're on third deck, do not post about it.
Yeah, you delete that.
Yeah, delete that.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what are you doing, holding up some outfits?
I'm at TJ Maxx or something, holding up a couple of sweaters with butterflies on.
Hey, with the backwards hat?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, let's go.
That wasn't even like sarcastically wearing the hat like that. I used to wear the hat like
and you
that.
Weren't trying to be like a how you weren't trying to be like ah, like you that was sincere.
I was like, I probably bought one of those. Yeah. I was like, I might buy both because it's TJ Maxx and they're $4.99 each.
Yo, I'm getting both.
Yeah, dude.
And, well, it was a keep that back then.
Of course.
You wouldn't have posted it if it wasn't.
Right. Yeah,
but it didn't age.
No.
But the premise of the book, the end of the book is like, hey, like.
Spoiler.
Spoiler is like, hey, in essence, you're going to be best off if everyone knows everything.
Yeah.
And then still chooses to roll with you.
Yep.
That's the best kind of love and acceptance there ever has been.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait to dive into the whole thing.
We were at Jason Aldean, he had a concert in Nashville last, I don't know what it was, Wednesday or something.
Yeah.
And then we have like a guy that takes us around like Broadway. Mm-hmm. Have we talked about him? Fabiano?
It's Fabi, yeah.
Yeah, Fabiano. He's like, he runs Jason Aldean's, Luke Bryan's, Miranda Lambert's.
Literally everything.
FGL House.
Yeah.
So whenever I go downtown, I go, hey, because the lines are long everywhere, every night.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, hey, can we come by? That's like kind of the code for like, we're down here.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, come on.
That's the SOS.
Yeah. He's like, all right. So we went over to Jason Aldean's and then he goes, he walked us up to like the back door entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were there. And then like Jason Aldean was there in like this. And then I saw, what's crazy about this is I saw one of my, I wouldn't say he's a buddy, but you have a going out.
Scene friends.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
you just see him when you're out in the scene.
Yeah. Yep. It used to be, my brother used to have like the emo, like Christian underground scene. This is like the Broadway scene.
Yes.
It's a scene.
Yep.
And I only see him out down there.
Yep.
Whenever I go out, I go, there's that guy.
Yeah.
What? That guy's
you
always.
You dap up. It's fun.
Yeah. You're like, hey, good to see you. Yeah. But you're not like doing anything else.
He's not coming over to watch a game.
No.
Yeah.
And he's not. No, absolutely not. He would like, if he has like a birthday and you're down there, you go to his birthday.
Yeah.
If he has like a writer's round or like, if I have like a show and he's like, can I get tickets? Like maybe.
Sure.
Yeah. He's one of these friends.
Scene friends.
Scene friends. That's a great way to put it. And everybody has their own scene.
Yes.
Yeah. So like perfect would be like at the gym.
Yes.
That's your guy.
Yep.
Sup, dude. We do, but you're not
taking the next step.
No.
Yeah.
But both, that's hilarious because both people know.
Yep.
They're like, hey, we're not going to the next level.
You could argue those are some of the best quality friendships of all time because you're both so on the same page with,
and
like,
it's,
this is it and we're good.
We both know.
Yep.
Gosh, dude.
That's special.
That is. Then you go, hey, dude, what's up? And he goes, hey, and he'll like, if you're out with your friends, or he'll be like, oh, this is my guy right here. Yep. And he'd like more scene
friends.
Yeah, he'll gas you up. He's like, dude, these are more. And then you're like, ah, I don't know. You're like, who would you like? I was at Red Door. What'd you do? I don't know. I just like went around.
Yeah.
And talked about nothing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Just forgot about life for a little bit.
Yeah. And then I went home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes, we were behind this like dumb, like velvet rope.
Cool.
With the people from that just played the show at Bridgestone, and I saw him over there.
Oh, nice.
No, not nice, because I'm ashamed at what I did.
Okay.
I didn't do anything.
You're on the inside of the velvet ropes.
Yeah.
He's on the outside of the velvet ropes.
Yeah.
He is other in this scenario.
In this scenario.
Yeah. And you.
And I didn't like.
Didn't acknowledge.
Well, here's why I didn't, because I couldn't get him over the rope.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I couldn't be like, hey, come. I didn't have the authority.
Yeah.
It wasn't
It
my
wasn't
party.
Your rope.
Yeah, it's not my rope.
Yeah.
If it was my rope.
Hey, bro. Look, man. Rope in between
hey,
you.
Hey,
I'm sorry, bro. It's not my rope.
Listen,
I can't.
It's not my rope, dude. All right. What do we got to get to this week, dude? We got some hot topics.
So I think we should start by kicking this off
yeah.
with some protesters of the week.
There's a lot of them.
We've kind of become like the protester coverage podcast.
Listen, we don't want to become this, but we will if we have to.
If nobody else is going to carry that torch.
That's what my DMs are full of, are people sending me protests.
Yeah.
Because when that Chick-fil-A thing happened, when that guy got tackled at the Chick-fil-A,
yes,
everybody was on me.
Yeah.
And now we talk about these. What's there's a bunch of them.
People,
hold on. Let me see what people sent me this week.
Okay.
The one with the bike one.
The cyclist one,
and then the milk one.
Yep.
And then the painting one.
There were a couple painting ones this week, too.
And then the old people one.
The old people one as well.
Gosh.
We'll save the old people one for last.
Okay, which one are we going to start with?
Let's start with these.
We'll just break them. We'll take a couple minutes on each one.
Deal. This is the, so these are the Van Gogh Soup Girls.
Okay. That's what their names are.
So these
girls. They probably
have
an Instagram called Van Gogh Soup Girls.
If they don't, they're missing out on branding right there.
Okay.
So these girls walked into a museum.
All right.
They're wearing shirts that say "Just Stop Oil."
Okay.
And they take Campbell's tomato soup and they throw it on this Van Gogh painting.
Okay.
And then they proceed to pull out super glue
from their shirts.
From their shirts.
Say from a bra.
Yes. And glue their hands to the wall.
And people filming.
Yep. Somebody filming.
Hold on. They haven't done it yet. There's still super glue all over the hands.
Yep.
Now to the wall.
Yep.
Now.
There is audio on this too, because she does go on a little bit of a rant. So I'll give her a.
Life? Is it worth more than food? Worth more than justice?
Okay.
Are you more concerned about the protection
of
a
painting many comments.
Or the protection of our planet and people?
All right. Okay. Wait, so this is not just, I thought this was just America doing this. Everyone's doing this now.
Oh, this is everywhere.
This is?
Yeah.
Yo, protesting has gone worldwide.
It is.
Protesting has gone on tour.
It is on a worldwide tour.
Protesting is on a worldwide tour. Okay.
And it's selling out.
All right. It's sold out. Okay. First thing you could see by this is there's no, if you're going on a world tour, you know what you have before every world tour?
What's that?
Rehearsal.
Mm.
There's no rehearsal. There's no, hey, okay.
You know what, though? I'll be honest. I think this girl kind of bodied this.
You do?
I think she kind of, I think
the
she
one
did
on the
rehearse.
Left.
The one on the left.
Okay, all
right. I think she kind of rehearsed this.
Okay, so there's the one on the left, and she has pink hair, which again.
If you're listening, you could have guessed that.
But don't, like, that's how, you know, they like the other side politically makes fun of the other side for being that and then you are that you're like oh the blue haireds on Twitter then you're that so you did Just Stop Oil is the shirt and which is they also have a logo which they're like we're selling merch
it's a cute little skull
they wore the jackets in so they were like if you wore Just Stop Oil like I'm gonna tell you right now they're not stopping you at the front desk with that shirt.
No.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine to wear.
Yeah.
It's a white shirt that says black lettering, Just Stop Oil.
It could be argued that they ripped this off from Nike.
Yeah. And or Kanye West. Yeah. That's a decent shirt.
Yeah.
If that shirt was like in like Hollister, not Hollister, if that shirt was in
Urban Outfitters.
Urban Outfitters, I was like, huh. I like that. That's probably like, isn't there a new Kanye West shirt that's like $300 or something like that?
I mean, probably.
It's like $400. Sure. All right. So. They throw it up over there, okay, and then the other girl throws it. What I love about this, I don't love anything about this, but like, boom, boom. All right, good. That's a good toss, though.
My favorite part of this is that she flinches because she thinks she's gonna get it on her. The girl on the left.
Oh, stellar!
Like she's so concerned about
her
the cause,
with her
but
shirt.
Also doesn't want to ruin the shirt.
Okay, yeah, the good toss. So, all right, pause it. So the girl on the left is the leader.
Yes.
Right? So the girl on the right. So there's like ancillary people in all these that are like, "Hey, do you want to like do a speech? Like I'll do the first part and then I'll throw to you." She goes, "No, no, no. I'm not a speaker. You're the speaker.
Yeah.
I will also throw it. Do you want to glue the hands? Yeah, I'll do that." But then they obviously got a video guy.
Yes.
They got a video guy, and this is on a cell phone, but he went with them.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, do you want to also glue? He's like, nah. Y'all go. I'm going to just, I'll film.
John, look in the top right of this video.
No, dude.
What's it say?
Filmed by Rich Felgate at Finite Doc.
So he wanted the credit. On this is on his reel now. On his IMDb, it says this.
Yo, let me get that credit, though. Yo, and he's like, hey, can we use this? Well, we got a credit. Hey, can we borrow this video if you tagged it? Yeah. We're like, dude, did you want to be in the video? Nah. But if you get arrested for that part, you can't be arrested for the filming, I don't think. Are you a part of the group? Maybe you could be aiding it.
If they could prove that you were in on the setup, yeah.
Yeah. So then they took the, like, play it for a second, because there's a funny part that I saw in it. People should watch this on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so they glue their hands, and it takes them a second to get the glue. And then all right, pause it. So you're going to go backwards hand.
Interesting choice.
You're not going to go this way on the hand. Mm-hmm. You're going to go, and you're only going one hand.
Right.
So you're like, well, I still need to, you know, I might need to get a bottle of water.
Or maybe she talks with her hands, and she needs one to just.
She glued one. All right, pause. Go forward, because there's one other thing that I thought was hilarious in this. Okay, she got it. Stop. Okay. Do you know what I'm about to say?
No.
Was it sponsored by the tomato sauce? Look, they're in. Okay, hold on.
It's the most rogue Campbell's campaign of all
time. Dang, dude. Campbell's snuck in there. Yeah. Dude, they're viral everywhere. Okay, so the soup is that she put the can down.
Yes.
To what?
To glue
her hand.
Yeah.
Glue the hand to the wall, and then she picked the picked it back up. Label out.
Perfect.
Label out.
Yes. Like she's been coached.
Like maybe she did have rehearsal.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Look, for the rest of the thing, she's holding the label. Heinz.
Wow.
Why would she holding that up?
This may be a Heinz campaign.
Yeah. It could be. What if it was?
Oh my goodness.
That is the next level.
This is the future of marketing.
That, I mean, those girls got paid, if so.
I want to give her some credit on the speech, too.
Nailed the speech.
I think she nailed this. Speech. Very assertive, very well written.
Well, all right. When I, like, anytime I ever do anything, a big show, or, like, I'm trying to, everybody's like, do you hype yourself up before the show? I go, no, the opposite. Mm. If I can do a stand-up show, the way I'm speaking to you now is going to be, you don't want to be heart beating out of your chest, because then you're not, you're, like, I've done like roasts and stuff like that where I'm not, and I can't deliver.
Yeah.
She delivered.
She did.
But it had to have been in the discussion of, we're both going to pick back up the can.
Yeah.
And I don't think she did.
Oh, there she is. She scrambles and she grabs it.
Oh, yeah. Late.
Yeah.
All right, there she goes. She
picks
it up.
Does she shuffle it in her hand to get the label out, too?
Hold on. Review.
I think she does. Yeah. I think right here she does a little bit of a repositioning in her hand. She does. She walks it around in her fingers just to put the label out.
What's the label?
It's Heinz tomato soup.
Dude. It is Heinz.
She really does, like, walk it around in her fingers. You know what I mean? Like,
did we just expose
this? She goes like this.
Yeah.
Label out, ladies.
Boom. Nailed it. Nailed the closer. So she fumbled a little bit on but nailed the closer.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not going to talk about that. It's the
painting's fine, by the way.
The painting's fine, yeah, because it was under art. And also,
it was under art.
It was under glass.
Yeah.
Which they knew that.
Yeah.
Because what I guarantee you say, hey, this one, the one to the left is probably not worth as much. Let's say that's worth $250,000.
The girl to the left is not worth as much?
No, dude.
Sorry, I thought.
Okay. That painting, because you're like, hey, if you destroy that one, you're on the hook for it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, we don't. But this one's under glass?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. But if I didn't know that the girl on the right, nah, it's going to be hurtful. I'm not going to say that. But it's not necessary. I'm not here to pile on to somebody. The ambiguous gender is always a part of it, just a part of it, and this next one, go to the milk one.
Yeah.
Cause this one is kind of similar, but this one's wild. Okay. Let me set this one up first.
Yes.
And all these are user submitted, by the way.
Yeah.
We don't know. Okay.
Just a freeze frame to start. Okay. Is what's on the screen.
If you're listening, this is a grocery store in Scotland. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And you got two girls and a dude. What's okay? And the, and they're in the milk aisle at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And they're speaking about something and pouring out all the milk onto the ground.
Yep.
Let's watch it. Hey guys. Cows are taken from their mothers. All right. They keep pouring out milk. They're pouring out milk. There's people trying to reason with them.
It's like a dozen cartons on the ground.
Dozen cartons. There's people from... other democratic means, they don't work. Okay. Putting all the milk on the ground. There's a guy there. okay. First of all... It's this. It's first of all, you notice the last the same setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same setup. It involves something not doesn't really matter. It's just an annoyance.
The milk.
But the last one is like it doesn't really affect anything.
Yeah,
you're not really destroying. Like the guys that like the people that took this too far. They like went into the Capitol.
Yeah,
and they're all in jail.
Yes,
I think aren't they? A lot of them have been. Yeah, they're like you can't do that.
Yeah.
So
there is a line.
Yeah, everybody's looking like, all right, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not, I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
Or I don't want to pay a fine. They're like, hey, what is this? Disorderly?
Right.
I don't know Scotland, but it's probably disorderly. And it's annoyance and a pain to everybody.
Pay for the milk. Maybe.
Okay. Well, speaking of the milk, I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to go 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. 10 to 15.
10 to 15. And milk is what?
$3.
$4. Okay. Yeah. So you're in 30. You're like, we're destroying. I was like, they're like, it's $30. Like, wait, the grocery store is like, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Like, the painting is like, the Van Gogh is like, we got a guy in here. He lives on the other side of town. This happens every time. He comes in, cleans them.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit extra. It's like when you like puke in an Uber.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you a little bit more, but they
it's
go
crazy.
They go, this happens.
Yeah.
They're at work. They're back up and running the next. They're not, they never close.
30 minutes.
They never close.
Yeah. They plop that wet floor thing down and so-and-so comes and sweeps it up and it's over.
And it's like, oh. And then they go, you know what's great about this? I wish someone to go, take me to jail. Like, no, we're not. Like,
we'll just show you the door.
They just like walk out. Like,
this one I think was not well rehearsed.
No, okay, because all right, here's why.
Yeah.
All right, and you notice that the last one and this one, the same general, what I said last week about protest
mm-hmm.
is that it's somebody young.
Yep.
It's usually somebody, which I'm not, there's a Bible verse that says don't look down on people because they're young.
That's right.
So there's a lot of young people with a lot of great ideas for the future.
For sure.
I'm not, but they're always young. They don't have anyone relying on them tomorrow.
Right.
That's what I said. There's no boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, kids.
Yep.
Job or employer. Unlikely.
Sure.
So, and if you're going to, I want to make any judgments here, but if you're going to dye your hair pink, that limits
tough. No, I was going to let you go down there.
I'll go down. Now, it limits your employment opportunities.
Yes.
Now, you can be...
For better or for worse, it does.
It does.
Yes.
Now, you can be a rock star.
Yep.
You can be an influencer. You can be...
tattoo artist.
A tattoo artist. You can get a face tattoo, but you better be Post Malone.
Yeah.
But if you are, then... I'm with it.
You just got to be prepared for what those consequences are.
You better be
are.
DMX. Or on your way to be...
With my dogs.
Do Tupac.
Yeah.
You can. It's going to limit you, but you're committing. So if you go, what is this person's job? I'm going to say the pink hair girl. We could look that up. It's probably unnecessary. Somebody should look that up.
Fact check who those girls are.
What their jobs are.
Yeah.
Because I bet it's going to come back. No results. Anyway, the pink hair is going to limit you job-wise, which lines up with all of my theories about protesting so far. Okay. So
who's your star of this one?
It's always the same. There's the one leader, mm-hmm. and then the one girl that's her friend, and then a a beta male. I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying.
He's my favorite.
The beta male, and it was a male guy filming the last one, right?
Yeah.
Filming.
Yeah.
Beta. Because he goes, these are I'm not a leader here. Right. But they go, hey, can you film? And this guy
this is my favorite.
I love this guy. Yeah. He's this guy. Give this guy a spinoff. All right.
This is actually the guy who filmed the last one, and this is his on-camera debut.
He's like, yo, I got to get a flight to Scotland. I got to get over there. All right, go back a little bit, because the girls are doing the actual damage, right. Just like the last one. What is this bag?
This big orange bag?
Yeah.
I don't know why he has this. It's like a Santa bag.
Was that the plant-based? Was it in there?
The sign?
Yeah.
If it is, it's way too big a bag for such a little sign. You could fit 14 of that sign in that bag. Hey, you probably just could have tucked it up into your sweatshirt.
Smaller bag. Or before we start, hey, everybody positions? Everybody ready? Before you turn the camera on, let me put this bag behind off screen.
Yeah.
I'll grab it when we leave. Or I don't even need the bag. Well, I'm confused what the bag is.
Yeah.
And it's the same, very obscure. People that see it aren't quite sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's
bright orange.
No, not the bag, the sign.
Oh, gotcha, sorry. I'm still too focused on the bag.
Plant-based future.
Yes.
That's the same as the other one. What do they want? Like Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
Don't let this tank go there.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to kill people. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stay like Rosa Parks. I think black and white people should all sit on this bus.
Yep.
Got it. We could fix it.
Yeah.
We could integrate on this bus ride.
Right now.
We could solve
this, this what, bus ride.
What you're
everything.
Standing up for, we can do.
Yep.
Hey, there's a black people water fountain and a white people water fountain. Oh, let's just everyone go to whatever water fountain. We can solve it.
Yep.
There's other social qualities that got to take place, but like plant-based future, if everyone there goes, yes, we're for it. We
you're right.
You're right. Maybe we didn't think about this, but now if you're like, oh, I guess the small calves are being taken away from the moms, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, we shouldn't do that. What should we do?
Yeah.
You missed me there. I'm just holding the sign. I'm not, talk to her. I'm just holding the sign. But then if you keep playing it, he kind of moves.
Yes.
He kind of, what does he do? He leaves.
He moves to his left a little bit, like he's almost as if he's shying away.
He's very shy.
Because this is about to be a confrontation. This guy in the jacket works at the store.
Yes, he works at the store, and he has the cart in his hand.
Yeah.
But he also has, it's like an iPad in there, it looks like.
Yes.
So he's going around.
Inventory, probably.
And if something's wrong, he grabs it. Right. I know that guy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And he comes over here, and he's not the senior guy.
No.
He's not the guy in the office. Right. He's on the floor.
Right.
So he's going.
He steps into the milk bravely, too.
Into the milk.
Yeah.
And as if that was like the circle of like, don't cross
like,
this.
Yeah, you can't
he's
go
like,
over
dude,
here.
He's like, dude, I'm gonna have to clean he's these saying, penny it's, loafers.
It's quiet, but he's saying, ladies, you've made your point. Why don't you just stop and go? And he's like, he's super,
and
super
mild. And he puts his arm on the shoulder. Not like an aggressively.
Right.
This guy.
But this,
God bless him. This guy keeps moving away.
Yeah, the camera,
dude,
panning to him and then him dropping his head is absolutely incredible, dude.
Hold on, keep playing. This is just unbelievable. He's not in it now, so the camera's like, wait, what? No. All right. I've always argued that
a star is born.
Just tough.
You've always argued what?
That the beta male guy that's like supporting this is like trying to like get with them.
Yes.
Like he's trying to holler at them. Not maybe not like He's trying to holler at them.
He's a white knight.
And then, yeah, white knight.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like when you like want to sweep in and like stand up for the girl.
White knight.
Even
though
you don't actually
care.
There's
a lot of that going on Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of white knighting.
Yeah.
But then, listen, if you're trying to close, they're going to watch the tape. And they're like, hey, what happened out there, dude?
You're going to play the game tape
we
the next
went
morning?
In. Yeah. We went in. Because it's all everywhere, at least in Scotland. We went in strong, and the girl was like, I committed.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch the other girl, looks to be Asian. But go back, who's that guy? That guy's new. And then the other boss comes in. All right, at the beginning, the Asian girl is starting to put them on the ground. So the other girl's pouring, right? Pouring, throwing them, has a backpack. The Asian girl takes a long time to open and then sets them on the ground.
Yep.
And the other girl's pouring them out, making a scene. The girl's taking way too long to open them, setting on the ground.
Yep.
That's only half your bang for your buck.
That's right.
Because it's only going to empty out half.
Right.
And it's not, you're trying to make a scene.
They should have went over that in rehearsal.
You can't open them and put them on the ground.
No.
That's not going to, your floor coverage is going to be limited.
Yes.
Again, these are all things, we can help people.
We really can.
We can. If you want to protest... You got to ask us what we've seen enough of them by now.
Yeah.
We've seen enough. We know what you can and can't do.
We've done the research.
We've watched the game tape. We've reviewed it. I don't want to watch that other one. I only want to watch the cyclist one.
Okay.
And then we'll move on. This one is just.
We'll do the cyclist one, then the elderly one.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
We got to touch on that.
Gosh, dude. All right. These cyclists. All right. It was in, where was
it? San Francisco.
San Francisco, of course. All right. First of all, again, lines up.
Yep.
Lines up. You would never do this in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
They would run you over.
Yes.
All right. It's a bunch of cyclists, and they've told, can you explain it?
Yeah. And then I can play it too. The news story actually explains it a little bit. But it's basically people were, I think, in San Francisco annoyed that the cyclists on the street were not abiding by the laws that cars do, which they're supposed to technically. And so the cyclists said,
Who's annoyed? The drivers?
Just drivers. Yeah.
Okay. So the cyclists are everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're not obeying the laws. They're not stopping at stop signs. They're not. And those cyclists said, we're not stopping at stop signs. Huh?
It's like people in Nashville on bird scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Where are y'all at?
Right.
Road, sidewalk.
Yep.
They're too fast for the sidewalk.
Yes.
You're just flying around corners. You get an, but they can't be on the roads.
Right. Yeah.
So they have no home.
You need the bike lanes.
You need the bike lanes.
And so here's now, this is the news story about these cyclists.
This is police officer started writing a lot more tickets to bicyclists for rolling stops and other rolling infractions. Well, today, a bunch of bicycle riders got together, and they said that they were going to stop at the stoplights and follow every law to the T just to demonstrate what would happen. Bike riders lined up on Steiner Street and one by one came to a complete stop at the intersection with Waller, made a hand signal, and were on their way. Over several hours, thousands of riders performed
thousands?
An unusual protest by following the laws.
This is 100. I'm in this.
They did it, man.
I support this.
Yes.
I mean, I don't support it if I was there. The San Francisco to me could be just could fall into the ocean. I'd be happy with that. I wouldn't have any problem with that. Everybody out there is lost.
You're not playing there for a while.
Lost,
huh?
Control. Yeah. I think we are going there actually in the spring. But yeah, no. Okay. So
thousands of cyclists.
Wait, was there other people at the street? That's the
other cars.
Yeah.
Let's see the footage again.
I didn't see it, but
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, there had to be other cars there.
I mean, that's
all right.
There's a car back there.
And he said thousands. So the cars have to wait behind that?
Yep.
Oh, my, dude.
That's fantastic.
And there's thousands of bikes.
Yeah.
And you had to wait behind everyone to come up there, come to a complete stop.
Hand signal. And they're taking their time. I mean, you get up to the front of that line.
Yeah.
The spotlight's on you.
Yeah, that's
you
a lot.
You get to stop.
And this has been, this is in essence why, like, they have taken like social media from Trump, right? Because this only way this happens is on socials.
Yeah, organizing.
And that's what they like for Al Qaeda and for like people that are like organizing. This can't happen. That's why protesting is maybe so, because this can happen.
Yeah,
very easily.
Yeah,
and that's what they said when they took Trump off Twitter. we can't really, the dissemination of information can't go anymore.
Right.
Right. We can't like, this could never happen prior.
Yeah.
Unless the cyclist group.
I'm sure this was a Facebook group.
Has to be.
Too. Yeah.
Like
San Fran cyclists.
Gotta be.
Has to be.
Gotta be. Andrew, see if you can look that up. You have Facebook?
San Fran cyclists.
Andrew ain't got no Facebook. Yeah, yeah.
I can look it up. San Fran cyclists.
I'll look it up. Yeah. It's probably just the news story. Yeah.
Facebook. I think it's a great name for a group. Here we go. San Francisco Bike Ride Crew.
Yeah. How many in it?
San Francisco Bike Coalition. There's
tons.
There's a lot.
San Fran cyclists. Groups.
This one has 5,500 members.
Cyclists.
This one has 2,500 members. Yep. And they all are posting the article.
Bay Area Cycling, 4,600 members.
So yep. Proud of it.
Yep. Getting into cyclists. Yeah. Okay.
Bravo,
yeah.
San Fran Cycle yeah. Groups.
I mean, all right. We talked about last week that like the guy that's like drunk that like is sitting like at the baseball game.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he gets more and more drunk. He's like, dude, run out there. Like we love him.
Yeah.
We're cheering for him. Mm-hmm. But the guy that runs out there with like the Save the Turtles, get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because he's doing the same thing the other guy's doing, but trying to act like you're more altruistic.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants attention just like the other guy, but the guy that was drunk ripped his shirt off and went, ah. Like yeah. We love him.
Yes.
It's annoying at the game. Because we'd rather watch the game.
I don't think it's that annoying. If it's something like that, if it's not a protest, I don't think that's annoying. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like it.
I've never been to a game where it's an annoyance.
Yeah.
I say, if you're willing to make that trade mm-hmm. for the night in jail or the $500-$600, I'm good with that.
Cool.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Now, everybody would argue now, like, well, now you can put this on the internet and now you can get more. So I would say the punishment needs to grow because the clout can now grow.
Yes, has to.
The punishment to clout ratio.
The punishment has to meet the clout.
Yeah. Because now there's more, yeah. Like, if you were protesting, like, if in the like, the silent sit-in, like, in the civil rights era, there's yeah. just like, hey, you can't do that. And then if the guy from the newspaper didn't, take his, I don't know how he got there. They have cars back then. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah. If the guy in the newspaper couldn't get over there to write it up in time.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
So that's that.
Yeah.
So there should be arguably no punishment because you were committing all the way because there was no clout on the line.
Mm-hmm.
There was anti-clout.
Interesting. Yeah.
There is no anti-clout now because right. clout is clout.
Right.
There's no bad press.
Wow.
I mean,
clout is clout.
Clout's clout. New merch line.
What's it?
Yo, clout's
what's
clout.
It this last protester
all right. I love the bike guys, by the way.
Yeah.
We support them.
Yes.
I mean, it's definitely annoying.
Yep. And but I think that's the point.
Yeah, they're not smashing people's car with bike tires.
They're actually following the law. They're stopping at the stop sign.
You got to give it to them.
You said
I think
you
got to give it to them.
Yeah.
We got to give it to them.
Yep. Hat tip to those guys.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be there. Right. But again, yeah. You go.
Don't do it in Nashville. But yeah.
And if you want to, if you're in that car and you just want to go around them and like maybe like door check a guy.
Yeah.
I don't hate that. Everybody, tip of the cap to those guys.
Yeah.
The organizer, tip of the cap. Although I feel like you get in your line when you get up to the front, you're nervous. You do the whole,
yep.
You turn and then you're like, all right, what do we do now?
Now I'm just riding my bike.
Yeah, no. Now I got to go all the way back to the other side of town. Dang it, dude. Why did I come over here? I got to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go to work.
You got to jump in your car and then hope you can get back through the stop sign.
Oh, by the way. Oh, I didn't know. You got
to
go back.
You put your bike on your car and then you have to drive it
and then,
now.
And then you go back to breaking all the rules on the way home, by
yeah,
the way.
Course, 100%, yeah,
because otherwise you wouldn't take a bike.
Right.
In downtown, stopping at every, you wouldn't do that.
No.
I don't think you would.
No.
That's the whole point of the bike.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Well done to those guys. I mean, not again, we don't want to condone it, but
I condone it.
I don't hate it.
I will condone it.
All right, you're going to condone it.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
All right, last protester.
Okay, this is unbelievable. Somebody sent me this on Instagram and shout out to whoever sent this. One arrested as elders protest outside AG Daniel Cameron's what is that?
Attorney General.
Attorney General Daniel Cameron's home. Now, before we go on, for a lot of Christian people who are elders does not mean people at the church.
Correct. Important distinction.
Elders, to me, growing up, was a guy that worked at the church that took the offering and that told you that you had to come forward for ministry time.
Right.
That's an elder. And if you had needed prayer for something, you would come forward.
Right. These elders are old people, or in the UK, as they call them, olds.
Olds. Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
It's my favorite.
Yo, I got some olds out there.
You seen all those olds out there protesting?
Yeah, you have a bunch of olds out there. I went forward to get prayer one time because I felt bad. How old are you?
30.
Okay, I'm 38. Did you ever know about the show called, me and my buddy were talking about last week, the show called VIP?
Mm-mm.
All right, look up the show VIP. VIP TV show 2002.
Got it.
Yes. American TV show.
Starring Pamela Anderson?
Yes, dude. It was like post Baywatch.
98 to 2002.
Go to like YouTube and see if you can find like a VIP. If anybody's my age and grew up Christian, this show, we didn't have a
Full pilot episode. VIP. How about opening credits theme?
Nah, dude. Scandal, bro. Nope.
This looks like a James Bond trailer.
Nothing about this was allowed in the Christ home, I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. I guess it was like post.
Bro, what? We won't cut this one.
Nah, okay.
If you want to go find it, go for it. But we're not going to cut this one
TV.
Out.
This is like
wild.
You never heard of this show?
No.
Really?
Dude, I was six.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, somebody please message or email this week and say they watched VIP.
Just a bunch of emails that just say, I watched VIP.
Nobody's even heard of this show, dude.
This is wild. It ran for 88 episodes, so someone
was
watching, yeah.
And Pam Anderson was like huge.
Yeah.
Right before on Baywatch.
She was the hottest girl on earth.
This is like a spinoff. You never heard of this show?
No. It looks kind of like
it's like
Charlie's Angels, James Bondy type thing.
Yeah, but it was way out of pocket.
But in
like
LA.
Yeah, and I was like 14 or 15, and Pam Anderson was in it, and it was like, yeah.
What time was this on? This is late night TV. It has to be. This looks like something that would be on like Spike TV.
No, it was on Saturday. It was on Saturday. It's not on. Yeah. Well, I think they tried to run it, and then it didn't really pick up. There we go.
I remember I used to watch the show on Sundays growing up. Yep. God, I miss the early 2000s days where they were perhaps the best times to grow up.
I actually love this show. Ruining the 1998 to 2002. I think the show is amazing. Snapchat pop culture. I remember how cheesy this show was. I miss the 90s, early 2000s.
This is
so watching funny. This is a throwback. Okay, if people are listening, they're like, dude, what? VIP. All right. So anyway, the elders of the church, I went forward for prayer. That's why, because I
from watching the show. Yeah. Hey, you know what? You were right. Based on the trailer, you're justified in doing
and
that.
And the Lord.
I'm sure your thoughts were not in a pure place.
No, the Lord granted my prayer request because it got canceled. The show got canceled.
Pamela's going to be pissed when she hears this.
R.I.P. to that show.
That's wild.
R.I.P. to VIP.
Back to the olds.
Back to the old. Okay, so there's a bunch of old people. They were protesting. They went to the Supreme Court Justice's house.
Attorney General, yeah.
Let me just read this. This is Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
Is that, what are you laughing at?
Because you said Supreme Court Justices.
You just always get the government.
Oh, I messed them up. Yeah. I messed it up.
They don't matter anyways.
A group of Louisville senior citizens gathered on Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron's front lawn Thursday morning and demand justice in the Breonna Taylor case. All right. First of all, let me just say, don't take this in any other type of way, but like that's like a old news protest.
Yeah.
Like that is not, it's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, we know what it is, but it's not, that's like vegan milk, Hot Topic. That's, you went down the list and you're like, do we have anything else?
Yeah. This story didn't get press because of the cause. It got press because of what you're about to read.
All right. But, all right. These folks and some of us on the streets are older. Some of us on the streets are older. That means the people protesting. Protester David, I'm not going to say his name. But what's really old is that there's been no action in the Breonna Taylor case for 160 days. Bro. Yo, Mike, is that a bar?
This sounds like Colin, what's his name, Colin Yost?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, this sounds like Weekend Jost. Update.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These folks
and some of us on the streets are older, but you know what's really old? There's been no action in the Breonna Taylor case for 160 days. The reporter goes, okay, hey, let's wrap this one up. All right, we got it. What? All right, the protesters sat outside his house, sat outside, by the way, holding signs and even working on their knitting. Okay, now that
they're just pouring it on.
You can't protest and knit while others watch from the street. The group said they have always stood up for social justice issues, but the COVID-19 pandemic and the long marches make it difficult for them to participate.
Those protests are not inclusive enough, and they are ageist.
Ageist protests.
Yes.
Yeah. They're ageist protests. They're not inclusive. All right. If you're going to stand up, you got to be able to stand up. I mean,
that's so bad.
You're like, hey, you're like, I had a window. Mm-hmm. I had a protest window and it's closed. Mm-hmm. Hey,
you missed it.
Hey, Michael Jordan, you can't play in the league anymore. Mm-hmm. You had a good run. If you wanted to put up numbers, you got to do that in your prime.
Yeah.
You can't be out here. You're not allowed.
It's that quote from Moneyball that's like, hey, everybody gets told they got to retire by the game at some time. You guys got told.
Retire by the game of protesting.
The game told you, man. You're done. Hang them up.
Hey, it's a wrap, man. He said, this is the guy that, this is Jason Witten, yeah, who puts up an unbelievable career.
Yep.
Retires, goes to the booth and said, you know what? Let me get back in the game. Mm. And your stats aren't good. Mm-hmm. I'm angry, and because of my health issues, I haven't been able to do much protesting or marching. I want to be around to raise more hell before I leave this earth.
You might have to do it from a seated position. Nancy.
You might have to. You can only raise it. You can't raise it to the height it needs to go to. I'm sorry, because you're sitting down.
If you're going to stand for something, you got to stand up.
Yo, I'm sorry, but it's like it must be this tall to ride.
Do you think that people were walking by them when they were sitting on the lawn and thought they were like waiting in line for something?
They were like waiting in line for like Metamucil handouts, yeah, or something like that. They go, oh, it's not a protest.
Yeah.
They're knitting.
Oh, is there a pharmacy around the corner?
Yeah. Are they his friends? Yeah.
Are they screening a matinee?
Yeah. What? It's a dinner time.
It's an outdoor theater?
It's noon.
Supper's served already?
Yo, let's get some soup out to these people, bro. He was angry that he can't be a part. They said they wanted Breonna Taylor's death to be arrested, charged, and convicted. Again, not something anyone can do. Not something anyone can do. It's been 5 months, and that's too long. I'm here as a father and a grandfather. We know. We know you're here as a grandfather, dude. You're 90. Oh, wait. Hold on. Six protesters were given citations after refusing to move from the sidewalk. Okay, so this is a perfect example of they go, hey, we're gathering up. I don't know where they don't have a, where do these people organize?
In the home.
They're together. They walked out. They wheeled over.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on their jitterbugs, I guess, sharing locations. I don't know. Somebody went down there, fell on the ground, pressed their life alert, and all the other people, come on, dude. Yeah.
The protest was broken up when life alert authorities showed up
and goes, hey, why are you on the ground? Yeah. Dude? Yeah. Oh, she's knitting. All right. Protesters were given citations after refusing to move in the sidewalk. All right. So everybody's in a protest to go, hey, in essence, you're on, what's that sidewalk? Loitering?
Yeah.
$150.
Sure.
$90.
I don't know.
Something like that. They go, all right, I can run that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to miss out on, what are they buying?
More knitting supplies.
Yeah, they're buying more knitting supplies, whole milk.
For bone density.
Yeah, bone density. They need that. Well, that's like, hey, we'll go protest. We'll go walk. If I was on the, how far would you go on the, if you were like the Capitol, if they were like, you've been radicalized and mm-hmm. you're like, storm the Capitol. And everybody's like, let's go over there. I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to lead, but like I walk over there.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, we've gotten past the barricades.
Mm.
That's where I go, y'all go.
Yeah, I turn to a spectator real quick.
Yeah, I go, hey, yeah. I turn, like, this is a bunch of people are around. Like, yeah.
I just start filming at that point.
Yeah, you start to be, because you've seen a bunch of those where, like, altercations where, like, no one really wants to,
mm-hmm.
like, fist to cheek.
Yeah.
No one wants, because that's different. If you go, hey, we broke the barricades, and then, hey, there's a window at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to throw a rock through that? I go, I don't.
Right.
And then somebody throws a rock, and then they go, let's go in. Like, there's like four or five different levels of like.
Those are stop signs.
Yeah, like social stop signs.
Yes, and you're just blowing.
Blowing by them.
Yeah, like just the cyclists in San Francisco.
And then like, I would consider myself to be, I would consider. Sorry, I missed that, dude. I almost missed
that. I was laughing at myself. You're good.
Just blowing by.
Yeah.
I would consider myself, if I had to choose a party, I would be on the right.
Mm-hmm.
But I also agree that those guys should be in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm
it's first degree trespassing. I'm not with at a any federal level.
I'm not with any of January 6th.
Yeah.
I could say that publicly.
Yeah.
I'm like
are you sure, dude?
For the most part, I'm on that side.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was there and they were like, we just got word Trump told us all to go to the cat. I don't know how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously still having hearings about it. But I would go, yeah, I turn into a spectator
very
real quickly. Quick.
Yeah.
So they go, hey, we're sitting on the sidewalk. Somebody goes, well, let's sit on his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
In all these protests, you start to lose people the more it escalates.
Yeah, you lose.
Because the lawn of January 6th was everybody.
Right.
Broke the barricades was
back it up one further on social media
was
it was everybody
yeah, and then let's go
to the Capitol. You lose a bunch of people.
You already all right. So if you got, I don't know what the numbers are, but you lose 95% there on social media for you. Let's go.
Yep.
So then you got, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand.
I have no idea.
Maybe I have no. Sure. I really have no idea. Yeah. Maybe 10,000.
Sure.
There was a gathering there, right?
Yeah.
For
something
else.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not well read on this topic at all.
So then they go, hey, let's go over there. And then you go, okay. And then you go, let's go like in.
Yeah.
And then you go, okay, let's go in and sit in the chair.
Let's go to Pelosi's office.
Of the Senate. That's like, what?
Yeah.
But that's like, I love that it's like all these protests are like, let's go. And he's like the leader and he looks around and nobody's back there anymore. You're like, wait, what? What happened?
That's this lady. This lady, Mary, was arrested for third degree criminal trespassing.
Can you look up third degree?
Yeah.
Third degree criminal trespassing. So we were like, hey, well, all right. I wonder what it's third degree.
I want to see what the sentencing is.
Yeah. That's wild. You can find that information.
Right. I mean, it is public law
in Kentucky. All right, this is the attorney for this situation.
Perfect. So this looks like third degree is a violation. So a typical sentence upon conviction would include a fine.
Yeah.
However, even if prosecution has evidence of this violation to sufficiently convict you, you may be eligible for a diversion program.
Okay, so basically, third degree.
They'll get you off. Like, all right, you'll get the charge, but they'll get you off.
I forgot that the degrees go opposite. It's like first degree is the worst.
Yeah, third is
it doesn't go
one, lowest.
Two, three, four, five. Like
no.
Fifth. All right, yeah. So third degree
it's not
the
like
lowest.
A tornado.
Yeah,
the opposite of that.
Yes. So first degree is not. It's not like you're. It's not. Yeah, it works the opposite.
Right. So
like
this is the weakest.
If you got a diagnosis back and it's negative, mm-hmm. like that's positive.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all
a net positive.
This is a net positive because a lot of people don't know that.
Hey. Yeah, educational podcast.
The third degree is like hanging out on the lawn.
Yeah, and basically they'll get you off and get you like community service or something.
But so this is just back to January 6th. So like second degree is going on the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Third degree is going in.
No, first degree is going in.
First degree is going in.
Yeah.
And then. Well, first degree is probably getting in bed with the person or in the room.
Yeah.
Or putting your hands on them.
Right.
Just trespassing. I guess that goes on another thing. So everybody was chilling on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And she was arrested for third degree criminal trespassing. Well, again, doesn't sound that bad.
No.
Protesters left an hour and a half. Left. Dang it, dude.
An hour.
Protesters left after an hour saying they continue to fight a later date.
It's like they took lunch and just went and quickly sat on this guy's lawn for an hour. He probably, by the time he realized, they were packing up to leave.
Yeah, and it was probably like, they probably like checked the weather to make sure it was like sunny.
We got a window at 2.
They're like, a little clouds now. We're not going out. Dude, a little rain? Absolutely not. The situation, I wonder if there was like a, there's like a Breonna Taylor's family have a quote. They're like, we got it. Like, yeah, we got it. All white people, by the way. All white people. Save, what's that called? Savior culture, savior syndrome.
Yeah. Oh, savior complex.
Savior complex. Savior, yeah. White people with a savior complex. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into something non-protesting.
Let's get off the protest. We just did an hour on protesters.
We went hard, dude. if you see any, like, I do love to watch them.
I think we should award a protester of the week.
Protester of the week. We got to go with the bikes.
I think the bikes win this week.
The bike people are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because
honorary mention, I would give the Soup Girls just for the delivery and execution.
And they're not, like, the higher the moral ground, the less I'm going to like it.
Well said.
Really?
Yes.
The higher the moral ground, the lower my opinion of you is going to be. Mm-hmm. That's the way to say that.
Yeah.
Because if you go, hey, I don't know, I got a little liquored up and I ran onto the baseball game. Hey. Yeah. We good.
Sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, sounds like that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Spent the night in jail. I talked to this guy. He was pretty wild. He had some crazy stories. He was drunk too.
Yeah.
And then we knew that we'd like actually share it. We had some high school mutual friends. And then I got out there. I was a little late for work. And my boss was like, why'd you do that? And then here I am.
We all had a laugh.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
And you're that guy. You're like, you got any funny stories? Oh. Oh. You're on an airplane. Some guy goes, oh, I'm a Cardinals fan. Oh, really? You got that in the bag for the rest of your life. The bikers, they're not, I don't think they're trying to, they're not taking a moral high ground.
No.
They're saying this is what y'all want us to do.
They're making a good point.
I love it.
Yep. Oh, protesters of the week.
Protesters
of the week. San Francisco cyclists.
100%. All right.
What do you want to hit here?
We got to get into the Rick Ross thing.
Okay.
No. Yeah, let's get into the Rick Ross because that is hilarious.
Yeah.
News of the week. Who found this?
Me. This is on my free
Alex
page
Lagos.
On TikTok.
This is the wildest thing I've ever seen. Okay.
Set the scene.
DJ Khaled, right?
Yep.
Another one.
Yep.
And who else?
Rick Ross.
And Rick Ross. This looks like some kind of interview, some kind of roundtable.
It's a GQ thing.
GQ. But there's no interviewer.
Right.
I guess they're interviewing from offstage. Listen to this audio, dude.
We are about to break the record for the wealthiest rock, paper, scissor off.
I don't even know how to do rock, paper, scissor.
I ain't never did that in my life.
I'm saying, I never did it.
Every time, anytime I ever been around and I start seeing people do that, I walk away.
Yes.
Because I know this is either a sign you're saying where you need to be, or you don't really know these people because you're doing something you ain't.
Yeah.
You have no clue what you're talking about. Rock, scissor, cutters. Rock, paper, scissors. I never did it one time.
I've never done it one time. Have I heard of it? Have I seen it in the movies?
Not one person ever even told me what you do first.
Dude.
Rock, scissor, cutter.
Okay. That's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
This is the richest thing I've ever seen.
That is the wildest thing I have ever. So Rick Ross?
Yeah, on the left.
Was it? Rick Ross and DJ Khaled. And it sounds like, again, I don't want to generalize or stereotype, but it sounds like the guy interviewing is white.
Yeah.
He sounds white.
He does.
And he says, we're about to get, they're arguing over what they're going to eat first or something on the table, right?
Yeah.
Something. And he goes, I've never done rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
And then Rick Ross goes, immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
Me neither. What? What? Bro, I think when we get up to heaven, it's going to be all stuff like this.
Just on loop?
Just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we never did that. We never thought that. We never heard of that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Rock, he doesn't know how to play.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what to call it. He calls it rock, scissor, cutter.
Yeah, that's, we got to make that a piece of merch.
Rock, scissor, cutter.
If somebody comes to the show this weekend with a rock, scissor, cutter, with their, with those two, with that image in the background. Can we watch it again?
Yes, absolutely.
Gosh, I just want to live in this world.
You're about to break the record for the healthy rock paper.
I don't even know how to do rock paper. No, I don't know. I never did it.
Every time, anytime I ever been around and I start seeing people do that, I walk away.
Yes,
I know this is either a sign, this ain't where you need to be, or you don't really know these people because you're doing something. You ain't,
yeah,
you have no clue what you're talking about. Rock, scissors, cutters. Rock, paper, scissors. I never did it one time.
The guy's unbelievable.
I've never heard it in my life. Have I heard of it? Have I seen it in the movies?
Not one person ever even movies. Told me what you do first.
How? How?
Have I seen it?
Have I
heard
seen
about it?
It?
Have I seen it in the
have
movies?
Have I heard of it? That is incredible, dude.
This might be my favorite clip on the internet right
That's
now.
The wildest thing. Hold on. I got to write this down, dude. That's the wildest thing. That I don't believe that, dude.
They, you're right, though. They both immediately launch into like, wait, what is that? What are we, what is this?
Well, okay, hold on, rock, paper, cutter. Okay, I think it means, he goes, this is a sign that I'm not supposed to be here.
Yes.
Meaning white people, I think, right? Or
like,
no.
Or like, I don't play games like that. I
no,
just don't
but
know
they
is.
Play, everybody, every culture or subculture plays game.
So is there a rock, paper, scissors in black culture that we just don't know about?
Is there?
There must be.
There's got to be.
There's no way they don't have an equivalent if they don't know
also,
what this is.
Also, is rock, paper, scissors white?
That's the question.
Dude, okay. He goes, I don't even know which one you do first. We're like, yeah, that's the game.
Yeah.
You don't know. They're all equal.
Right.
Because they all beat the other one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Rock. Yes. Everyone beats.
It's a perfect.
Everyone beats two of the others.
Right.
Yeah, rock, paper, rock beats scissors.
Scissors beats paper.
Paper beats rock. Rock. Yeah. Covers rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I guess if you want to break that down,
yeah.
The rock, the paper covers the rock.
Technically.
I get that the scissors cuts the paper.
The soft breeze is going to get that paper out of there, though.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the rock smashes the scissors?
Right. Violent.
I don't, but that, what?
Yep.
I never, he said, that's a sign that I need to not be there.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Yeah.
Or that you don't really know these people, he said.
I mean,
like, you just don't know them if they're doing this.
But I've been to like, there's like a, so Zany's, the comedy club, it's a block from my house. Like on Tuesday, Wednesday, like on the weekend, they have the big headliners.
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they got like people that are big. I want to, the easiest way to describe it in 2022 is people that are big in subcultures, right? So there's a line around the block and it's sold out and I don't know who it is. On the weekend, D.L. Hewley is going to come through. Andrew Schultz is going to, he doesn't play clubs anymore, but like, because he's bigger. Like, like people you know of, Colin Jost is going to come through.
Yep.
John Mulaney doesn't play clubs anymore. But on the weekend, or Friday, Saturday, if you buy, go past the marquee, you go, oh, I heard of him.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. Now, Tuesday, new material night is on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is something of a subculture.
Yep.
It's either like a podcast.
Yep.
Or some of like a, there's like, I've seen, I went to these, this, it was two, because I walk in, I run a lot, and then I sometimes just go in the back of there. It was these two lesbians, and they were like, it was
playing rock, paper, scissors.
Well, okay, dude. Wow.
That wasn't.
I got you. Yeah, that was it.
That's not what that was.
That's not our fault. Maybe it's my fault for thinking that was, you know, I messed that one up.
That's not what I'm taking it.
Yeah. But anyway, she's in there. It's sold out, and she's killing with that demographic's jokes.
Yeah.
And I don't get all of them.
Right.
But I kind of gather.
Yep.
Like, oh, it's it, like the clothing or somebody comes up to me wearing that. Like, they know that.
Yep.
I don't. But I kind of, it's like me being, as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you weren't a Christian, you came to my show, you're like, I don't get it as much as these people.
Yeah.
But I So that would be like me, I'm trying to think of as a Christian, as a kid, if they were like, hey, somebody had a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's my sign.
Yeah.
To not be here. Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's my sign.
This witchcraft is not something any of you are.
Not in my house.
Oh, y'all throwing rock, paper, scissors?
Mm-hmm. Nah, this is my sign to not.
Do you think maybe Rick
here.
Ross thought it was a gang thing? He thought they were throwing gang signs, and that's why he was like, no.
He goes like this.
Yeah, he thought that it was like.
He goes, I don't even know which one to throw.
Yeah.
That proves that he's not lying.
Yes.
Because that's not
how it works.
What did the comments say? I mean, look at them yourself. Yeah. Are they like, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen?
Let me pull it up. I closed the window. Let me pull it back up.
I mean,
I just love how they both immediately go, I don't even know what that is.
Immediately.
Like, what is?
And how is this not bigger?
I like that they looked at each other like, oh, you don't either?
And they were like, they had a moment
yeah.
of togetherness.
Yeah. Battle of the minds. Power couple.
Wait, imagine being too cool to even know what it is.
Yeah.
I love this, dude.
This guy goes, you kiss first to initiate the battle.
That is beautiful, dude.
Fantastic.
I don't even ever played rock, paper, scissors. You don't even know how to play?
That's good.
Gosh, that's beautiful, good. Dude. Congratulations to both of those guys. I wish I was that rich.
Yeah,
too. I didn't know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the level of, like, I have a joke on my show. I'm at the level of rich where, like, I can buy Starburst and throw away the yellows now.
Nice.
Like, just.
That's cool.
One level up.
Very cool.
Just, like, you're like, I don't need to eat all these.
Yeah.
Like, I can buy two if I want.
Like, earlier when you said, what, like, how much does milk cost? We just quickly were, like, $3 or $4.
I think.
Like, it'd be nice to be at a place where you're like, I don't, 10, 12, I don't know.
I don't know. Idea. Do you know how much, this is not a flex, this is more of it is, just we might be just idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much gas costs?
Yeah.
To the what? To the 10 cent?
I think I could get within 25 cents.
Right out here. Yeah. How much is gas? Like, I think it's like, this is going to be a flex and unnecessary, but I got to buy premium.
I was just going to say.
Yeah. I think 450.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's like 339.
All right, so I'm about right.
I would
have
been wrong. I would have guessed $3.89.
For gas.
Yeah.
But it goes up and down all the time.
Right.
Yeah, and I think in LA it's like 7.
Yikes, dude.
I think.
Gross.
And then down in maybe Florida or something, it's like 3.
Yeah.
I don't think it's less than 2.
No. I don't think anywhere has been less than 2 for a while.
Are people going to relate to this or no?
I think we're losing people.
Yeah, because they're like, dude, we don't ball like you guys. And I'm sorry. All right. I'm doing well. Speaking of, do we have all the we don't have to do all the show dates. Everybody knows where I'm coming on tour.
Yeah.
I'm coming on
check
tour.
Check the description.
I'm going to Virginia Beach. Yeah. I'm going to Virginia Beach this weekend. And then Dayton, Ohio sold out. Greensville sold out. Irvine sold out. Palm Beach is not sold out, but Miami sold out. And then we're going on the road, baby, in what? February? In March. We're going on February. We just added Huntsville, by the way.
Nice.
Speaking of.
Big.
We're doing a warm-up show in Huntsville right before we go on the road for the tour.
Love that.
All the shows are crushing, by the way.
I got to get out and see this tour.
And everybody that comes to the meet and greet, by the way, are all fans of the pod.
Sweet.
They're all fans of the pod, man.
Love
they
that.
Love the pod. They love everyone. Follow us on Instagram. I guess you're already following us on Instagram. If you have any email the pod, or what? netpositive@johncriscomedy.com.
Yep.
Or shout us out on all of our socials or DM one of us directly.
Yeah.
We'll probably find it. Good night, Lucas. Oh, we're going to Indy in March and Lucas is coming.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to have, maybe I could get a segment.
Yeah.
I get a segment.
Yeah.
Lucas, good night, buddy.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.